The National Fraternal Order of Police is out now criticizing NBA superstar LeBron James for his reaction to an officer-involved shooting in Columbus, Ohio, earlier this week. The officer in question saved the life of a teenage girl who was about to be stabbed by another teenage girl. He used his service weapon in order to put down the assailant. He was initially, and still in some corners, being attacked as a racist for doing that. But many other people saw the video and realized, actually, no, he's a hero. He had to do something that was deeply unfortunate, but he ended up saving a life. Now, LeBron James attacked this guy. He tweeted out a still image of the officer and said, "You're next, hashtag accountability," earlier this week, which was crazy. So the Fraternal Order of Police has criticized LeBron James now for doing that. And that was crazy, Mary. That was just, I mean, you know, he has previously suggested that, well, you need to be careful about tweeting things if you don't understand what you're tweeting about. This was in relation to a manager in the NBA criticizing China's treatment of Hong Kong. LeBron rushed in to defend China, communist China, and then suggested that Daryl Morey, who's the guy in question, needs to, you know, learn more before he tweets things.
But, yeah, well, see, LeBron is part of the ruling elite. He's part of the elite, right, in this country, not the ruling elite, but he's part of the elite. And let's face it, they do. A lot of them rule over our lives. And China shall not be criticized. He doesn't understand the hypocrisy of his actions because he is rarely criticized for his actions. I think he's learning a lesson.
Well, that's for sure. He took the tweet down and then just suggested that the reason why he put it out in the first place is he's just angry about everything that's going on.
Oh, well, then it's okay.
Yeah, that justifies it.
He's not angry about genocide, though, which is kind of weird.
But here's the thing. It's so what he did was so crazy that world-famous stabbing expert O.J. Simpson had to come out and explain to him that he was completely wrong. Here's O.J.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Tough morning listening to all the criticism that LeBron James is getting. I'm a fan of LeBron. I admire the work that he's done, how he's helped his community and how he's helped his friends and how he's been fighting all of these social issues, especially that of systemic racism in the legal system and with the police departments around our country. But you can't fight every battle, you know? You can't. You got to pick your battles. I mean, it's a war that must be fought. But sometimes you need to take your time and be a little more patient before you comment on some of these bad incidences that are happening with police departments.
Okay, so some words of caution from O.J. Simpson. He's like, you know, you just got to be careful. You know, you can't just act on impulse. You can't, you know, do something crazy, says O.J. Simpson.
Again, the irony. And it just totally lost on OJ. But I'm really glad that the irony is totally lost on him because I laughed so hard.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, what else can you do?
Thank you for this. I need a good laugh every day. And this is it. I just loved this.
No, it gets even better. Listen to OJ talking about the policeman's actions in the face of someone who was stabbing another human being.
This one. LeBron should have waited. I'm a little upset with most of the media because they showed us edited versions of what took place with the girl with the knife. They made it sound as if this was another police officer overreacting and killing a young black American. Well, from what I saw when I saw the full tape, the police guy had no choice. He responded. We wish he could have pulled a taser. We wish he could have done it in another way. But in that instance, if he hadn't done what he did, it appeared to me if another young American would have had her life taken. And, hey, I can't fault what he did. I wish.
Yeah, okay. So, look, OJ's like, obviously, if someone's stabbing someone else, we have to stop that. That's what he says. You know what he didn't bring up during this conversation, Mary?
The obvious?
The obvious. Like, okay, look, let's just frame this up. If someone else had killed Nicole Brown Simpson and Rod Goldman, if someone else had done that, don't you think OJ would bring that up? Be like, look, this is something that has affected my life personally.
I understand. Like, yeah, I know this. Like, I've experienced this.
Like, and the last thing you want to do is lose a loved one to a stabbing. Like, wouldn't that come up, like, if you have that much direct experience with it and you are telling the truth about the original story?
You know what I was looking for, I was hoping for at the end of this, and I really thought, wow, this is going to be great. O.J. Simpson's weighing in on this because, as you pointed out, he has experience, and I think we all thought the exact same thing when we saw, O.J.'s commenting on LeBron. This is going to be great. I was hoping we would get the update because he vowed to track down the real killer.
That's right.
And he's had a lot of time. He's been out of prison for like a really long time. So I was just wondering if he was going to give us an update on how the search was going.
He wrote an entire book about
if I did it.
Like, what it would be like. Like, that's weird. You have very specific detail in here. O.J. Simpson. What I like about his videos, and I continue to like, is that they're all sort of vaguely threatening. The subtext of every video is like you could be next. Hey, Twitter world, I've got some advice for you. And I'm like, is that a threat, O.J.?
And he's always on a golf course in his videos, too.
Yes, that's right.
Always dressed in golf attire, always on a golf course.
Don't make me get off this golf course. You won't like what happens. 823 on WMAL.